Pioneering, groundbreaking, earth-shatteringly important, how gay news paved the way for LGBTQI+ journalism in the UK. It's hard to imagine the diverse, thriving LGBTQI+ landscape we live in today without publications like Gay News. These words were spoken by Diva editor Carrie Lyle about the British LGBTQI newspaper, which ran between 1972 and 1983. Filled with wit, satire, and biting critiques of heteronormativity, the paper constantly pushed boundaries in a time where gay love faced huge barriers. With the 50th anniversary of the iconic publication fast approaching in June, Exeter Plus spoke to pioneering LGBTQI journalists about the legacy of Gay News and what it means to them. Gay News helped to further queer liberation and create an environment which placed LGBTQI stories front and centre, says Lyle. It allowed journalists like me space to carve a niche instead of having our stories watered down or erased in mainstream media. Hugh Greenhalgh, editor of Openly, the Thomson Reuters Foundation's LGBTQI news site, echoes Lyle's views. He says Gay News was pioneering, groundbreaking, and earth-shatteringly important. Greenhalgh, 47, who identifies as gay, first heard of the publication as a teenager and was desperate to know more about it. Greenhalgh notes the huge impact the paper has had on his work and LGBTQI journalism more widely by the LGBT+ movement, and it has worked extremely well. Although gay sex was legal from 1967, there were still a myriad of other legal and institutional barriers for Gay News and the community it represented. For example, having gay personal advertisements where single LGBTQI+ people could look for partners was illegal, prompting the paper to caption the section, "Love knoweth no laws." Tongue-in-cheek sections like Heterosexual of the Week brought an element of humour, while other features discussed more serious human rights topics like queer bashing and coverage of legal issues the paper faced. It provided a candid and much-needed exploration of LGBTQ+ life, both the joys and the challenges. While Gay News was groundbreaking, underground LGBTQI+ representation and publications had been around for centuries. The Link, established in 1915 and designed to help single people mingle, gave gay men and lesbians a chance to meet, using coded language like musical or unconventional. However, Gay News was one of the first to break into a more mainstream category. This was largely because gay sex had finally been legalised 5 years before it was founded, after which the LGBTQI+ community in the UK was finally able to express sentiments about same-sex love without fear of prosecution. At its peak in the early 1980s, Gay News circulated nearly 20,000 copies per issue. In comparison, as of 2017, popular British LGBTQI+ magazine Gay Times had a print circulation of 65,000. In the era of Gay News, LGBTQI+ media faced significant barriers. Perhaps the biggest challenge that Gay News faced came in 1976 when it was sued for blasphemy by Mary Whitehouse after publishing the controversial poem "The Love That Dares to Speak Its Name" by James Kirkup. Whitehouse was an evangelical Christian and conservative who campaigned against socially permissive issues like LGBTQI rights, feminism, and sexual liberation. In the poem, Jesus is imagined as a gay man, and it describes him engaging in sexual acts with disciples, Roman centurions, and Pontius Pilate. Although it was the last successful blasphemy case in the UK, Gay News and its editor Dennis Lemon were found guilty, costing the paper almost 10,000, roughly the equivalent of 85,000 today. Lemon was personally fined £1,000 and given a 9-month suspended prison sentence. While the LGBTQI+ community and its supporters fundraised to provide the fees needed, the case sent a clear message. Although LGBTQI love may be legally tolerated, it was only acceptable within certain parameters. Gay News lost the blasphemy case, but it won a 1974 obscenity trial. The obscenity in question was a photo published on its cover of two men kissing. This gave clear legal precedent that LGBTQI plus affection was permissible on the cover of magazines. Although the first gay kiss on screen was not until 1989, the magazine paved the way for LGBTQI plus affection in media. Although Gay News ceased printing 37 years ago, the impact it has continues to inspire younger LGBTQI plus journalists today who weren't alive during the period Gay News was printing. M. Flint, who identifies as queer and non-binary, is a freelance journalist with bylines in Metro, Diva, Inverse, and Mercury magazine. She agrees, Gay News was revolutionary, dedicated, and needed. In a time where openness about LGBTQIA+ was severely lacking, the publication pushed on and made queer news its priority. It helped amplify voices normally ignored. It wasn't perfect, but it helped make queer news more accessible and more mainstream. I feel that more about our history should be better known. A lot of us only know immediate history. I think it's important we look further back to publications like Gay News, especially if we're to address problems that hound the LGBTQIA community still. These thoughts are echoed by Ray Badham, who identifies as pansexual. Ray has written for Diva magazine and currently writes international news, features, and a monthly column for Scene, Brighton's premier LGBTQI plus magazine. Gay News was empowering, but not overly sensational. It informed accurately, which was rarely done in news relating to queer topics, and challenged myths surrounding the LGBTQ plus community, all whilst campaigning for equal rights. Although Gay News ceased printing in 1983, its journalists went on to become some of the most popular figures in British LGBTQI plus journalism. Michael Mason, news editor of the paper for most of its life, and colleague Graham McCarrow founded revolutionary LGBTQI newspaper Capital Gay in 1981. Former literary editor of Gay News, Alison Hennigan, is currently a fellow of Trinity Hall, Cambridge University, as well as being a prominent LGBTQI plus rights campaigner and journalist. Gay News may have ended in 1983, but its influence continues. Ray concludes, Gay News was a catalyst for change, and this reminds me of the power journalism has to further equality, which motivates me to continue writing every day. While we must progress forward, it's paramount to honour those who walked before us. Gay News deserves to be remembered by our community.